About 35 UW executives are affected by the decision. These include chancellors and vice chancellors, as well as the system president. Members of the legislative panel that handles state salary issues say they're responding to recent published reports that have been critical of administrators' pay plans. Assembly Speaker John Gard says the university won't survive another state budget under the status quo. He says the system needs to get its head out of the sand.
I think the university doesn't quite get how ticked off elected officials are in this state about what we've been reading in the last month.
Lawmakers have blasted the university for allowing former UW-Madison Vice Chancellor Paul Barrows to earn a nearly $200,000 salary while he was on leave for 7 months. A more recent report found the UW-Milwaukee paid four former administrators more than $600,000 for year-long leaves after they resigned. Legislative leaders told System President Kevin Riley they'd hold back on executive raises until the Board of Regents reviews their pay plans and reports on any problems. Riley says he's not sure what the system will find, but he and his colleagues will look into it.
I think we need to take a good detailed look at what the actual circumstances are. And as I say, if we find there are problems, well, we're going to fix them and move on.
Riley says that report should be ready by October. Throughout the rest of the UW system, faculty and staff will receive about a 5% total raise over the next couple years. The full Senate and Assembly will likely finalize the pay plans later today. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.